This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good afternoon to you wherever you are. Before that one, we did give you another beautiful song by Seven Clouds, Hosea, Too Sweet, and also Good Day, Wake Me Up by Green Day. So, but right now we told you, we do have an interview with the chairperson of the MUT FSCO, Mr. Malinga, joining us live on MUT Radio. So we're just going to quickly go to that interview. Mr. Malinga, how are you?
Well, good morning. I'm good. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm very good. I can't complain. Please tell us more about you.
About myself. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm past others know me as Pastor Sia Malinga, but we are chairing. I'm chairing the MUT FSCO, which is stands for Mangosuthu University of Technology, former Christian student movement. Then used to be called movement, but now it's called organization. And so, but it consists of former students who used to be there at MUT. We go as far as some 20, others to 30, 40 years back.
Wow.
So it's a real legacy of MUT. Then it was a technicon. When I was there, I studied chemical engineering there. That would have been, and when I completed in 1999,
wow,
around there.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's been like years. And so these people were decided last year when we officially put together the structure, the organization of our alumni network, to say, look, why can't we organize ourselves, go back and see what we can do in terms of just to plow back where we come from. Most of us are in various sectors, business people, you know, professionals in various disciplines. And so we thought, look, it would be great. So we just came up with now about 200 of us. We've got a group, but obviously it's not only limited to Christians, but we are open. We are inviting others as well, but it's more driven because we've got a common, I would say, belief system. So it was easy for us to reconnect because we used to be together, most of us anyway. Most of us are married. Others even have grandchildren. So these are old-timers and old ladies. And so, yeah, we've got this coming up, obviously, this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday. We call it Ngunguthela, the gathering, which is our second one. We had one last year, but we called it the reunion because it was the first one. After 30 years or so, we last saw each other.
Wow. That is amazing. So, you're talking about that you held it last year for the very first time. So, what made you decide to bring it back this year again?
We have actually made a decision to say we will try as much as possible yearly to host this coming together. But more than just the coming together, the critical importance of it, why we want to come together, it is to try as well to bridge a gap with the students who are currently, you know, in the system and those who have gone out. And so we have been there out there in the marketplace. We've seen just about everything in life. And we've got our young brothers and sisters who are still just about to make it out. And so what we have done, as a matter of fact, but through the SCO, obviously, some of them, when they leave, they plug in into our system. And so the purpose is to mentor them and to also plug them in into certain spaces that otherwise they would not be exposed to. And so in a way, but as I say, we are not necessarily limiting that. For example, we have even this year, just when we opened this year, we try to organize certain resources, some of our internally, our people, as bursaries. And so through one of our members, we say we managed to get a 2 million rands worth of bursary. That we're able to, already about 10 students will be beneficiaries from our bursary program.
Wow, and so amazing.
So we are, this is how we, this is just a start for us. So our coming together, it's going to be yearly, it's not just a once-off, because it's a really to try to plow back to where we were groomed, where we were raised. So what can we do to add value to such an institution that has great legacy and that has stood, you know, so many, many, many years, and so many sharp arrows have been kind of sharpened out of there and speared forth to the world. So it is to say, what can we do, basically? Yeah, that's why we're deciding to come every year. We're going to be coming there as much as we possibly can.
Wow, that is amazing. So what are you looking forward to this time around, different from last year?
Yeah. So this time around, if you look, I don't know if you did see our poster where we've got quite a strong lineup in terms of speakers that we are bringing together.
Yes.
We've got there our very own there, Professor Smia, who's the Vice Chancellor, which is probably, I don't know if it does happen that alumni would organize such a thing where the Vice Chancellor will be part of an event in this fashion. That should be one of the speakers there, but they should be featuring on Saturday night. And then we've got others are pastors, but business people, because most of us, as much as we're professionals, but we're also very much strong in building the community spiritually. We are pastors, some of us. Like we've got Ubaba U'u, Kambule, who's also a CEO for Eden Vest Holdings. He owns a college that has a couple of branches, very high end type of college. We've got Ubabu Mary Kabile, although he's never studied there, but he's always come there to encourage us while we were students there. So we go years and years back with him. He's always like a father to most of us. And we've got Umam Nomusa Dlomo. Some of you, Prophet Nomusa Dlomo, might have heard of her. You know, CFCI, but she's also, by the way, an alumni of MUT. Most of the people don't know that. And then Babusibone Lombata, who's also running a PetroConnect company, a very successful petroleum company. All of these are alumni. These are people who were groomed and sharpened there from MUT, and now they've gone out. And so we're looking forward to the impact and the content that they're going to be presenting. We've got powerful subjects that we'll be addressing there. And obviously, on Friday night, we're going to have just time to worship, to give thanks to God for allowing us to come together. And then we're going to just have time to fellowship. You know, and other, there'll be new faces. Last year, there were different faces. Probably this year, we'll have other faces coming. And of course, when we held it last year, what was different is that it was during the break. The students were off campus. This time around, looks like students are back, so we know there'll be a bit of that interaction this time around.
Wow. That is amazing, Mr. Malinga. So you spoke of alumni. Is this also open to students and staff?
Yes, those who will be available, who will just want to pop in and listen in, they are most welcome. It's going to be there at the student center. Upstairs there, I think it's the first floor. We had booked that. It's a small hall, but it opens up to that open area. But if we have more numbers, we'll just open up the doors and put the chairs so that, because we're not too sure how many people in terms of the students would attend. But we know from our group, the alumni group, we have the numbers. They will easily be accommodated. But we are just opening it up. Hence, we are even here talking about it here on MUT Radio, so that those who want to come in here. And also, who knows, you may meet someone or one of us there with the alumni. Maybe you shake a hand with them, and who knows, you may get a contact there, get a job when you come out of there. Anything could happen, because there'll be that also platform that we are creating of interaction.
Wow. That is amazing. So just a message to an alumni who is at home right now, but who is wondering if they should come or they should not come. What message would you leave to them to motivate them to come?
Oh, well, we are encouraging our alumni anywhere, wherever they are, to come out in numbers, because obviously, this is about sharpening each other. One of the sessions we're going to have on Saturday is a seminar, which is Iron Sharpens Iron, where we'll be dealing with the realities of business world, career, building a strong, sustainable career in the type of economy we are dealing with at this current moment. So we're going to be dealing with the realities of life out there. So that will also strengthen them and encourage them. But just to also to reconnect and reestablish the relationship. relationships. If some have lost even those contacts, it's time to reconnect again. And so we want to encourage them to come out in numbers. I'm sure when by the time they are done, they'll definitely won't regret to have come out.
Wow, that is amazing. So, two events are happening this weekend. Maybe can you tell us some details on what is actually happening on the 25th and what is happening on the 26th?
Okay. Yes, our convention, of course, we named it Ingqungquthela, which is the gathering. It is going to be running for 2 days, the 25th and the 26th, which is this Friday and Saturday. Friday, in terms of our lineup, we're going to have our opening session, where we're just going to have time to worship and the word. Mamu Dlomo will be ministering, Prophet Dlomo will be ministering the word on that night, and just time to reconnect as a people. And then on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to be starting there are two sessions. We're going to have session number one where Ubab Kambule will be speaking at about 11, we've got the second speaker who will be speaking, Ubab Mbata, dealing with just career business matters on Saturday morning. And then in the evening, we've got our closing session. We're going to have our speaker, Professor Sbia will be speaking, and Ubabu Habile will be speaking as well in the evening. And so that is our lineup. So it runs for 2 nights or 2 days, if you want, Friday night, Saturday morning, and Saturday evening. And then we are done.
Before I let you go, Mr. Balinga, where can people RSVP or get more details?
Yes. And so people can be able to contact an RSVP and they can get in touch with our SG, Ubabu Mkwanazi. His number is 082-323-5500, 082-323-5500, or email us at mutfsco@gmail.com. Those are the contacts where they can be able to RSVP or reach us. We look forward to that.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. Before I let you go, Mr. Malinga, anything that you would like to add?
Well, I think what I've covered so far is good enough, but yes. I would just encourage people to come out. You know, one of the critical things I wanted, just maybe as a point of departure, is that especially the black segment of the community, you know, we always run to white institutions, if I was to use the word. You know, whether you talk about your, you know, Stellenbosch universities, when you see those kind of universities and campuses or establishments being sustained and strong and making an impact, most people, they don't understand that is the strength of the alumni that is behind those institutions. So if you want to see any strong institution, you must have strong alumni behind it, because they also build resources. They put it out there in the world, in the society. They are the ones who generally represent that institution. So this is what we are trying to do here as well, to say, if you're an alumni, come, let's put our heads together. Let's see what we can do to strengthen the legacy that is already there as a black university, which has done so much for most of us. And so we want to plow back in a significant way.
Wow. And that is amazing, Mr. Balinga. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. And as a new alumni, I'm looking forward to being there and learning and also worshipping. Surely it's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Mr. Malinga joining us, the chairperson of the MUT FSCO, joining us live on MUT Radio. It's going to be amazing.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.